AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. President Trump's indicating he'll give negotiators more time, but says he's not happy with the latest talks with Iran over its nuclear program.
They cannot have nuclear weapons, and we're not thrilled with the way they're negotiating, so we'll see how it all works.
Meanwhile, Donna Warder reports.
A confidential report from the International Atomic Energy Agency that was circulated to United Nations members says Iran is not allowing the IAEA to access nuclear facilities that were affected by the 12-day war in June. In the report, seen by the Associated Press, the IAEA says it cannot verify whether Iran has suspended all enrichment-related activities or the size of Iran's uranium stockpile at the affected nuclear facilities. According to the IAEA, Iran maintains a stockpile of uranium enriched up to 60% purity. That's a short technical step away from weapons-grade levels of 90%. I'm Donna Warder.
President Trump's also raising the possibility of what he describes as a friendly takeover of Cuba. He tells reporters Secretary of State Marco Rubio speaking with Cuban leaders at a very high level.
We've had a lot of years of dealing with Cuba. I've been hearing about Cuba since I'm a little boy, but they're in big trouble, and something very positive for the people that were expelled or worse from Cuba that live here. You know, we have people living here that want to go back to Cuba, and they're very happy with what's going on.
Former President Bill Clinton underwent more than 6 hours of questioning by members of Congress in a closed-door deposition over his relationship with Jeffrey Epstein. And the superintendent of Los Angeles Public Schools, Alberto Carvalho, is being placed on paid leave 2 days after the FBI served search warrants at his home and the district's headquarters. Authorities have not provided details of the nature of the investigation. This is AP News. A death in the music world.
Neil Sedaka sold millions of records. The Brooklyn-born son of a Jewish taxi driver went to Juilliard and was recognized early on for his musical talents.
I started in the Brill Building here in New York, and we were taught to write hooks, catchy songs.
He teamed up with lyricist and high school classmate Howard Greenfield for hits that embodied an era of 50s and 60s teen innocence, like Calendar Girl and Happy Birthday, Sweet 16. He had another string of hits in the 70s, including Laughter in the Rain. He was covered by many artists, including The Captain and Tennille. Their version of Love Will Keep Us Together was a 1975 number one smash. He kept writing and performing into his 80s. His family writes they are devastated by the sudden passing of a true rock and roll legend and an incredible human being. Singer-songwriter Neil Sedaka died at age 86. I'm Jennifer King.
There's more news at APNews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.